You know, as a follow-up to the conversation that we just had with Jeff Berwick surrounding the censorship on social media and the official narrative gaslighting, the genocidal mainstream media, everything that we were talking about, nobody knew what the hell was happening in March of 2020 as this novel coronavirus that nobody knew anything about was just plaguing the nation and all of the West and all of humanity. And so, of course, we were talking to the most qualified doctors and epidemiologists and pathologists and microscopy experts and people that knew that they were finding something that wasn't quite right with the genetic sequence of this SARS-CoV-2 that we now know was manufactured and gain-of-function right here on U.S. soil at a bioweapons lab at Fort Detrick. It went to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, ostensibly to dozens of Pentagon-overseen, CIA-operated, U.S. taxpayer-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine. The bioweapons lab known as the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the way that the definition of vaccine was changing. We started talking about self-assembling, self-aware nanoparticles and living organisms inside of the vials of the shots that were coming out. We started talking about something called a pegylated lipid nanoparticle, how it was a patented weapon of biowarfare, that this was a DOD operation, that your own government had openly declared war on you and was actively trying to kill your kids. As we were talking to everyone and desperately trying to get this information out, it came to be that ivermectin became part of the conversation because it was an antiparasitic, and that parasites were at the center of everything COVID-19. Parasites were at the center of everything in the vial known as the safe and effective vaccine. Then we started looking into parasites. Not only is this something that makes you feel ill, not only is this something that makes inflammation happen and attacks you as they excrete and they defecate inside of you and they reproduce inside of you and they surround your organs and they live in your orifices, but then we come to find out not only is it only the people who feel ill that have parasite infections, but everybody is infested with parasites, everyone. And so at the very core of feeling healthy and ridding yourself of these toxic poisons that are making their way into your body, these disgusting parasites, just as we have a parasitic infection in our country, just as we have a parasitic overrepresentation in our government and every one of its bureaucracies, we have physical parasitic infections in our bodies, every one of us. And so as this platform is about saving lives, of course, addressing parasitic infections had to be a top priority, and it remains that way. We've talked to some experts about this. Don't take my word for it. Listen to what some of these experts have said, people like Dr. Lee Merritt, people like Dr. Judy Mikovits, some of the most trusted voices throughout the entire pandemic, real-life heroes have said about parasitic infections, the dangers and the threats that they pose, and how to handle it.
What if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, four different diseases in four different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication? We have a book called the ICD-10, which shows that we have 70,000 disease diagnoses you can come up with and codify for Medicare and Medicaid and all these different government agencies. Are there really 70,000 diseases, or are there 70,000 presentations of a few root causes?
These things take over your body, and they right. will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you, and then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right? And that would explain why our treatments are so totally ineffective. No matter how profitable they are for big pharma, they don't cure cancer. As a matter of fact, we have a formula to fight parasites. Go to spnstore.com. And this formula, I know that you endorse this formula, but these things take over your body. And they right. will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you. And then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right?
That is right. And actually, that may be truer than you know when you say alien invasion. I mean, are these things natural? You know, I will say that in the big picture.
Are you suggesting that there's like lab grown parasites that are intentionally released into our food and into the things that we consume in order to infiltrate our body?
This is not just technology. It's part technology, part biology. And as you go through the patents and the peer review publications, most of the biological sequences for this type, this nanoweapon, are from parasites. And that's exactly why. And they, and it states in the documents that they respond to their environment. They respond to chemicals and enzymes and products in their environment. That's why the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and the anti-parasitical one, parasitic treatments, you know, kill it and or at least slow it down. Now, the other thing is it's part technology. And I sent this to one of the engineers, too. It clearly states in the patents that this is based on quantum dot. It's based on the Bohr particle, which is based on frequencies, which means that frequencies can also disable this technology. And there is a peer-reviewed publication in Science magazine that actually talks about there are specific electromagnetic sequences that completely disable the spike protein. Why is that? Because it's not a biological spike protein. It's a nanotechnology. That's why frequencies will disable it. So that's why, Stu, you know, you and I have talked. And this is also in SEC filings. The 5G towers are part of the energy source for this AI nanoweapon, this AI parasite, which, again, keep in mind, we're all being infected with it to, as the patent says, spawn new genetic species. That's what it's for. So if the 5G towers are taken down, and Starlink was not built for our protection, it's not a military operation for our protection, it's a military operation to take down humanity. So between the Starlink network and the 5G are needed to basically provide the fundamental energy source for these artificial intelligent parasites. And very disappointed that nobody, you know, and it explains, but still, if we look in front of our eyes, a respiratory virus doesn't explain why people are magnetic. A respiratory virus doesn't explain why people are spinning around thinking that they're being, you know, attacked by demons. A respiratory virus does not explain why when a woman is injected, her baby is murdered inside of her womb, ripped from her body, and she's left barren. That's not from a respiratory vaccine. It's from an advanced artificial intelligent nanoweapon that's a parasite.
Very early on, probably a year and a half ago, I was looking at images on this show and I said, that looks like a self-aware organism. People looked at me like I was absolutely insane.
Yes, it is. And it says in all, so magnetic hydrogels, genetically engineered magnetic hydrogels are self-aware. They have cognitive ability. And that's what they are. It's in the patents. It's in all of the documentation. They are what is called a smart, technology. And there's no real gray area around, any of this.
Yeah, this is really,
at all.
This is really very important that I say this. Two things. Number one, the people that work for the telecommunications companies that are erecting these 5G towers, they're just following orders and don't know what it is exactly that they're doing. The same thing with the military and the deployment of this Starlink. They are not intentionally complicit, which is why, Karen, you don't have hundreds or even thousands of people coming forward and saying, hey, this is not what you think it is, because they're only just doing their own little parts. There have been so many lies, specific lies, that have come from all over the place. I want to talk about two things. What it means if you've been infected with this fake virus, with this biosynthetic parasite naturally, but have not received this injection being falsely referred to as a vaccine. Yeah, so I mean, you've got this ivermectin, which is a known antiparasitic, which was completely demonized leading into COVID-19. Then we had multiple scientists, doctors, researchers, experts come on this program and say, hey, part of this weapon of biowarfare attack, part of this SARS-CoV-2 genetic sequence, or the 25 variations thereof, contain these parasites. And these parasites go in and they disrupt every basically function of your body. What are some of the things that parasites destroy?
They can destroy all of your organs. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of turbo cancers coming out now.
Yeah.
And I get calls every day from people saying, you know, my husband or myself, we were diagnosed with cancer. And it's not only one, it's multiple cancers at the same time. And it's all within the organs. Now, I think that they first started attacking the heart. So we have a lot of myocarditis that's going on. And that's going to cause a lot of scar tissue within the heart. Whenever you change that electromagnetic signature or pulse electrical synapses through it,
Everybody's very familiar with what is really happening with, you know, this virus and, of course, the shots that were rolled out in the name of this fake virus. But if people aren't necessarily sold on that or shedding, which, by the way, is very real, who else has parasites? I mean, if you eat pork, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, it's very likely that you have parasites. Is that right?
Yeah, parasites, even the term like hillbilly and people like here where I live at in Virginia, you know, they're noted as being low education or dumb. And that's because people used to walk around without shoes on back in the day and they would get tapeworms and these would affect people's brains. I've seen 6-foot tapeworms come out of people. I've seen tons of parasites. And there's more and more people that come in on a daily and they want to be treated for parasites. And, you know, I run the company Rife Technology and I use Rife machines to get rid of that. And I know there's other products out there that do it. So I say that people definitely should, you know, I mean, we anti-parasite our dogs and everything else. We give them parasite medications. Everyone has parasites.
Yeah. If you're deworming your cat, your horse, your dog, why would you not deworm yourself?
I have people with worms coming out of their noses, mouths, vaginas, ears. As soon as I started talking about this, I've got a webinar, if anyone's interested, at drlodi.com. You can go on and look at a webinar where I go through all of this about parasites. Once I put that out, I've got letters from all over the world. And if I just had 10 people, 100 people doing it, I think they're a little bit off. But thousands of people are telling me about these weird things in their bodies crawling underneath. And it's just crazy. So,
and a lot of them have these parasites and they don't even know it. And if you have like inflammation, if you're not feeling well, I mean, if
in any case, around 1890, there was these German scientists who kept finding these small oval bodies inside of cancer cells of CFC, of chronically fermenting tumors, but they weren't finding them in other cells. And so they published on that. And then there was another guy, a well-known guy, who also published in that in the same year, 1890, saying, and what did he call it? The parasitic nature of cancer. So they were already calling it that. Now, and then there was a guy in Germany, in Munich, Metchnikoff, and he said it's a protozoa. So pretty much the Europeans, the Germans, and the French were already realizing that there's these microorganisms, and they're very, very small. Now, the only way this Brenner could see it was because he developed a stain called a Fuchsian stain, which allowed him to see it. And so now he could see that because they didn't have great microscopes in those days. But he could see that, and he found them only in cancerous tissues. Now, what they did, then there was a guy named Roos, he came along, and he kind of legitimized it. It's called the Roos sarcoma virus. Because remember, a parasite, our relationship with microorganisms can be what they call mutualism, where they're benefiting and we're benefiting. That's our gut microbiome. You know, we need each other. Then there's commensalism, where they're benefiting by being in us, but they don't harm us. And then there's parasitism, where they're benefiting and we're being harmed. So that's the fundamental definition of those things. Okay, so these parasites, he was able to find them. Now, by the way, if anyone's looked into this subject at all, they'll remember with Louis Pasteur and Beauchamp. Louis Pasteur said there's a germ, and Beauchamp said, no, it's the environment. This guy named Robert Koch came along, Koch, and he said, yeah, you got to meet these postulates. You got to be able to take the stuff out of someone, put it in a dish, grow out an organism, give it to another person who's healthy. They get sick. You take out their secretions. You put them in, and you can grow out the same organism. Then you could say, yes, this is the infectious agent. That's called Koch's postulates. They've never been met for viruses, for bacteria, but they have for parasites. And so what happened was, by the time we got Roos, and then there was one other guy in Germany, and they were able to actually take this, take these organisms and produce cancer in other cells, in other tissues, in other animals.
What if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, 4 different diseases in 4 different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication? We have a book called the ICD-10, which shows that we have 70,000 disease diagnoses you can come up with and codify for Medicare and Medicaid and all these different government agencies. Are there really 70,000 diseases, or are there 70,000 presentations of a few root causes?
These things take over your body, and they will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you, and then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right? And that would explain why our treatments are so totally ineffective. No matter how profitable they are for Big Pharma, they don't cure cancer. As a matter of fact, when we have a formula to fight parasites, go to spnstore.com. It's time to purge the invaders. It's you or them. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement, it's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. ZStackLife.com/SPN. Again, ZStackLife.com/SPN.